Turkey's authoritarian crackdown on the media continues, with over 600 journalists arrested and almost 50 newspapers shut down since last month's attempted military coup. One could be forgiven for forgetting the fact that President Erdogan's AK party was democratically elected. Associate Professor from the School of Politics and International Relations at the University of Adelaide, Felix Patrikayev, told The Wire's Michael Migali why the media is being so heavily targeted.
He's clearly wanting to reduce the temperature and the level of critique that is emerging in the press in order to create a smooth ride for himself and his government. But one wonders whether this coup is really to do with Gulen or whether Erdogan has decided to use the opportunity of a number of military leaders in Turkey rising up against him in order to take it out on his existing opposition. And the opposition is headed by Gulen, in a sense, but at a great distance.
It was only about 4 years ago that President Erdogan was actually working side by side with Mr. Gulen, assisting the growth of Gulenist-leaning media outlets. So why has their relationship deteriorated so drastically?
I think it's more than anything else, a clash of personalities. Gulen is a very, very strong-willed cleric who has got a very important power base. Erdogan is a person of considerable political nous and skills, as has been shown by his capitalizing on the attempted coup. One of the things that Erdogan is very good at doing is playing off one side against another. Currently, he's made a certain rapprochement with Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia. The West is very clearly a little worried about the sudden reviving of relations there. There is a certain clarity present that, that Erdogan is actually attempting to play off Russia against the West in order to maximize his own situation, and particularly with respect to putting more pressure on America to release Gulen and to allow Turkey to extradite him.
Is it just the Gulenist movement being cracked down on, or is it a general suppression of free speech, do you think?
If you get rid of thousands of journalists, some of those may be aligned with Gulen, others might not be. I've seen that there have been around about 2,000 cases in recent times of prosecution of people who have insulted Erdogan, the president. Now, insulting the president in Turkey is akin to insulting the king in Thailand, and that is that it carries a hefty penalty if proven and judgment passed. About 4 years, I think, is the maximum term for someone to be thrown into prison if they're found guilty of insulting the president. There is great scope to actually suppress not just the formal opposition, but also the informal opposition.
Professor Felix Patrikayev ending that report by The Wire's Michael Migali.